Welcome to Women Who Sarcast. I'm Kathy Barron, and this is Real Deep Shit. So, what's all the rage about pickleball, you might ask, over your morning coffee and grape nuts? Well, it's actually not a new thing, although the media might make it seem that way. Pickleball has been around for nearly 60 years, almost as old as I am. I even tried pickleball many years ago. It was fun at the time, but unfortunately my back was not happy about it. That was the end of my pickleball career. So here's the Cliff Notes version of its history. In 1965, Congressman from Washington Joel Pritchard and Bill Bell returned to Pritchard's home on Bainbridge Island, Washington, after a game of golf, only to find their families sitting around with nothing to do. There was an old badminton court on their property, and the two men thought they'd get a game of badminton going to get people off their asses. To their chagrin, they couldn't find any badminton equipment, so they improvised and started playing with ping pong paddles and a perforated plastic ball using the badminton net. Say that five times fast. Ping pong paddles and a perforated plastic ball. So as the weekend progressed with the whole family playing this ping pong paddle plastic ball game, they came to realize a few things about the net height and the bouncer-ness of the ball. After some experimenting, they lowered the net to 36 inches, and the following weekend, this other dude, Barney McCollum, was introduced to the game at Pritchard's home, and the three men created rules based on badminton. So fast forward to 1984, the United States Amateur Pickleball Association was organized to promote the sport on a national level, and the first rule book was published in March 1984. By 2019, the association reached 40,000 members, a 1,000% growth rate since the beginning of 2013. Wouldn't we all like that kind of growth rate for our podcasts? Yes, we would. The USAPA rebranded as USA Pickleball in 2020, and in 2021, media exposure increased and continued to drive awareness of the sport. There were about 4 million players in 2020, and as of February 2023, the number rose to 8.9 million. There are over 11,000 locations in the country. Community centers, you know, you got your retirement communities, which is a no-brainer, and park and rec departments. Even old retired tennis players like Agassi and McEnroe are playing pickleball. I read that McEnroe is quoted as saying, "I don't look at pickleball like, oh my God, this is great. If I hear one more time that pickleball is the fastest growing sport, I'm going to throw up." But yet, he has played in million-dollar pickleball games and tournaments, so it can't be all that bad, Mac. It's just one more sport where he can throw a temper tantrum and break rackets. I recently read that many of the closed-down malls and strip malls in the U.S. are getting a pickleball facelift. The future of pickleball is the company called Pickle Mall. So it's pickleball, but with an M. Their idea is to reuse these empty, hollow mall spaces to meet the increasing demand for pickleball using cutting-edge technology. The first Pickle Mall location opened in Tempe, Arizona at Arizona Mills in July. Their goal is to open 50 Pickle Mall locations in the U.S. within the next 2 years. CEO of Pickle Mall, Steve Kuhn, calls pickleball the Benjamin Button of sports. I wonder what McEnroe would say about that analogy. Pickleball is no longer just a sport for 55 and older. Today, 72% of avid pickleball players are between the ages of 18 and 44. So don't think you need to retire to take up this reverse aging, fastest growing sport. But across America, where there's sweaty, grunting, oldish people, there are neighbors that have plenty to complain about. And you may have already read about it on NarcDoor, aka Nextdoor. And it's not just the noise coming from people shouting encouragement or if a ball is on the line. It's the thwacking of the ball over and over again from dawn to dusk. Some people have moved out of their apartments because of the unrelenting noise. Lawsuits have been filed against country clubs. Communities are deciding to close noisy pickleball courts as a declaration of war. So in come the researchers, because everything's got to be researched, right? So the researchers have shown that the sound of a solid pickleball paddle hitting the hard plastic wiffle ball-like balls can be more than 25 decibels louder than the hardest swung Wilson connecting with a felt-covered tennis ball. So in layman's terms, pickleball has an approximate decibel level of 70. Enter retired engineer and Carnegie Mellon University professor and founder of Pickleball Sound Mitigation LLC and avid pickleball player Bob Unish. Bob has consulted with many municipalities, neighborhood groups, and HOAs to conduct sound reports, and he gives advice on how to minimize the noise, such as using sound barriers or softer plastic balls, or just not create a pickleball court in the first place. So if you're looking for a sport to annoy your neighbors or want to contribute to noise pollution in your town, pickleball is the sport for you. It will not only increase your heart rate, but the heart rates of those that live around you. Sarcasmus Day. Thank you for listening to Women Who Sarcast, an independent podcast. Follow us on Instagram at Women Who Sarcast. Get your copy of Women Who Podcast magazine today at womenwhopodcastmag.com and follow us on Instagram at Women Who Podcast magazine. Show music provided by Mike Imbasciani.